From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. As the Bush administration gears up for a new push to try to achieve an Israeli-Palestinian ceasefire, Israel has announced that it will build more permanent homes inside the West Bank city of Hebron. Palestinians and Israeli peace groups say this is just one example of continued expansion of Jewish settlements in defiance of a U.S.-sponsored peace plan. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Hebron.
Standing in front of the double row of mobile homes at the Jewish enclave of Tel Rumeida, Yifat Yaakobi tells a group of visiting American Jews how Abraham, who she calls by the Hebrew Avraham Avinu, was the first Jew to buy land in Hebron.
We know Avraham Avinu is paying 400 shekel kesef. It's not cheap. It's even very expensive to buy a burial cave that Ephron wanted to give him for free. But Avraham Avinu pays the money and buys not only the cave, but all the valley and the trees that were around.
To Yaakobi and the other 700 Jews who live in this city surrounded by more than 100,000 Palestinians, the biblical story proves the eternal Jewish right to Hebron. The Jews live in four enclaves. The smallest one, Tel Rumeida, has just seven families. For 17 years, the families in this enclave have been living in mobile homes. 3 years ago, after the murder of an Israeli rabbi in Hebron, then Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu promised the families permanent homes. The plan was put on hold after Netanyahu lost power. Now Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has resurrected the plan, and building is set to start soon. David Wilder, a spokesman for the Jewish settlers in Hebron, says it's simply a question of safety. He says Palestinians shoot at the mobile homes almost every night.
Because they're temporary dwellings, the walls are very, very thin and bullets penetrate. And for the last 14 months, the people in those homes have been living there literally with tremendous miracles, because countless times bullets have hit those homes, shot from the hills surrounding us.
Some settlements are going through tough times. A group of isolated communities in the Jordan Valley this week offered free housing to any Israelis who want to move there. A settler spokeswoman said more than 50 families have left since the beginning of the Israeli-Palestinian fighting. She said the free housing is meant to boost the morale of those settlers who've stayed behind. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Nabil Shaath denounces Israel's effort to expand the settlements, saying it is a blatant violation of the Mitchell Report, a U.S.-sponsored plan to end the fighting crafted by former Senator George Mitchell.
It is a defiance of all the commitments of the Israelis that they comply with the Mitchell Report, a central part of which is stopping settlements. Settlement activities are growing.
Israeli officials insist they are complying with the Mitchell Report. Israeli government spokesman Aryeh Mekel says Israel is not establishing any new settlements. He says Israel expands settlements only for what he calls natural growth.
200,000 people live in the settlements or in the West Bank and Gaza. And if somebody, a new child is born and he needs a room, so he needs a room. If there's, 40 kids at a certain age that need a kindergarten, they need a kindergarten. We cannot tell these 200,000 Israeli citizens from now on, you will not have a new room or a new kindergarten or a new whatever.
Didi Remez, a spokesman for the left-wing Peace Now movement, dismisses this argument. He says there are already thousands of empty apartments in the settlements. In fact, he says, new building has substantially decreased. But, he adds, in the past few months, settlers have begun a land grab, seizing more hilltops in the West Bank. First, says Remez, the settlers choose a strategic hilltop often miles away from the existing settlement.
They open up a road to that hill, flatten out the hill, lay down some caravans, a water tower, of course get IDF protection almost immediately. 9 out of 10 times, even though this is completely rogue, against government policy, against the very fabric of Israeli law, nothing is done to dismantle them. And within 2 or 3 years, these places become permanent, full-fledged settlements.
Remez says 26 new outposts have been established since February. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Hebron, in the West Bank.